So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kaitzitz Adam Ali De Atzmai, a worker can arrange for payment in lieu of eating the produce. And Ali De Benoy Ubita Hagadaylam, Ali De Avdev Shevchas Hagadaylam, Vali De Ishtoy. He can also do so on behalf of his adult children or slaves, or his wife, Memnei Sheyesh Ben Das, because they have the mental capacity to waive this right. Aval in a Kaitzitz, Loya De Benoy Ubita Hakatanim, Veloya De Avdev Shevchas Hakatanim, Veloya De Behemtoy. However, he cannot arrange for payment in lieu of eating produce on behalf of his minor children or slaves or his animals, because they lack the mental capacity to waive this right. The Mishnah continues. One who works with neta revai, which may not be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, may not partake of the produce. However, if they were unaware that it was neta revai, and so they expected to partake, the owner must redeem some of the produce and feed them. Similarly, nisparsu agulav nitpatchu chaviyosef hareilu lo yoichlu. If cakes or figs came apart, or barrels of wine opened, the produce is already processed and obligated in meiser, and so the workers may not partake. Vimloi hoidiyin maasru machilan. If they expected to partake, the owner must tithe some of the produce and feed them. The Gemara of Tzadik Beis explained this Mishnah in detail. The Mishnah concludes, Shemi Peris, Eichlin Mehilchas Medina, Avaloi Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan instituted that a watchman may also partake of the crop. The Gemara cites two interpretations of this halacha. Rav holds, Mishamer Ko'isa Maisadami. A guard is considered like a worker who performs actual work and is entitled to eat Min HaTorah. Therefore, the Takans Chacham of the Mishnah was necessary only for Shemi Ginis Upardesin. Guards of gardens or orchards who may not eat min haTorah, because havalei mechuber b'shosh in gemar malacha. He's working with attached produce before the harvest, at which point no workers may eat min haTorah. However, the Chacham instituted that he may eat min drabanan. However, shemi gitis v'areimers oichel min haTorah. One who guards detached produce, which is b'shas gemar malacha, but before nigmar malach de lemeiser, may eat min haTorah, and so may the shemer who is like any other worker. And the Takan's Chacham is not necessary. Shmuel holds, Mishamer lav koisa maisadami. A guard is not considered like a worker who performs actual work and is not entitled to eat min haTorah at all. Therefore, the Takanas Chacham of the Mishnah applies only to Shemi Gitis va'aremis, guards of detached produce, where other workers do eat min haTorah because it is b'shas gemar malacha, but before nigmar malach, the lemaister and the Shemer may eat only midrabanan. However, Shemi Gitis or Pardesim ein eichlin loy min haTorah v'loy mehilchas medina. Guards of gardens or orchards may not eat at all because even actual workers may not eat either. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Hameshamer arba v'chamish mikshoyis, one who guards squash fields for several people. Hariza lo yimali kreisi me'achad mehen, el mekol echad ve'echad oichel lefi cheshven. He must eat an equal amount from them all. The Mishnah now begins discussing the laws of shemrim, one who accepts for safekeeping another person's possession. Zok the Mishnah. Arba shemrim hain. As the Gemara explains, dalet shemrim v'dinem shleisha. There are four types of custodians with 3 degrees of liability. Shemechinam v'ashoyel v'naisesachar v'asecher. An unpaid custodian, a borrower, a paid custodian, and a renter. The Mishnah elaborates. Shemechinam nishba alakoyel. An unpaid custodian can swear as to what occurred and that he was not negligent and is exempt in all situations where the other shemrim are responsible. Namely, Geneva, if the item is stolen, Aveda, if it is lost, or Einsin, if the loss was due to unavoidable circumstances. Vashoyel, Mishalem es hakol. A borrower is liable in all of these situations. V'noyse sacha v'haseicher, a paid custodian and a renter, share the same laws. Nishboim ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala mesa. If the loss was an oynis, unavoidable, such as if an animal broke a limb, was captured, or died, they swear to this effect and are exempt. But they are liable if the item is lost or stolen. The Gemara points out, the Mishnah is the opinion of Remeir who treats a renter like a paid custodian. However, Rabbi Yehuda treats a renter like an unpaid custodian. The Gemara cites a ruling from Rabbah. If the custodian guarded in a normal manner, for example, Alamasa be'idna da'ili inshi, Gana purta be'idna da'ganu inshi, a hired shepherd left the flock and went into town, or took a nap at a time when most people normally leave their own flocks, and they suffered a loss? Pater, mahavale lemevet. Since he's not expected to do any more, he's an einus and exempt. However, Rav Chisda maintains that the owner can argue, lahachi yahavilach igra linturili niterusi seirasa. your wages obligate you in superior guarding, and so he is only exempt if the situation was truly unavoidable. The Gemara cites a braisa as proof. Elohim einsin sheshem esachu patra alein. V'tipol shevo v'tikachem v'esan arm hiku lefi charev. Only truly unavoidable calamities such as an armed attack are considered einus. However, the Gemara answers hasim b'chazoni masa. The braisa refers to the town's night watchmen, who are responsible for the people's well-being and are held to a higher degree of responsibility. The Gemara proceeds with the following ruling. A shepherd who could have led the other shepherds in fending off an attacker is liable. However, a shepherd does not have to hire help, but a shepherd must pay for help up to the value of the animals, and the Gemara explains. The hadu shokel demein mibala bais, he is then reimbursed by the owner. And the hanile, the owner gains in two ways. Nafke minei lekushur dechibasa, he does not have to train new animals. And leterche yiseirasa, he does not have to bother buying new animals. Another halacha regarding a shemer's responsibility. Nigneva ba'inis va'achya chukra ganav. If it was stolen through unavoidable circumstances, and the thief was then caught, im shemer chinam hu ratza nishba ratza isa imaydin. Shemichinim has the option to either swear and be exempt, or pay and personally take the thief to court. However, im shemesacher hu, oisei meidin ve'ena nishba, a shemesacher must pay the owner and then deal with the thief. Zakta the Mishnah, ze'ev echad ena oines, shnei ze'evim oines. A shepherd can ward off an attack by one wolf, and so he is liable, but he cannot ward off an attack by two wolves, and so it is an unavoidable loss, and he's exempt. Yehuda Eimer, b'shas mishlacha ze'evim afil ze'ev echad oines. When the wolves are incited, he cannot even ward off one wolf, and it is an oines. Shnei kalavim ena oines. He can ward off two dogs. Yedua habavli amim shem Reb Meir, miruch achas ena oines, mishtei ruches oines. If they attack from the same direction, he can ward them off. But if it's two dogs attack from two directions, he cannot, and it is an oines. Mishnah continues, listim hareza oines. He cannot defend against bandits. The Gemara explains, Loki gavra lahadi gavra. In the case of an unarmed bandit, he's obligated to stand up against a single bandit. However, masnitin belistim mezuin, the Mishnah refers to an armed bandit. The Gemara adds, listim mezuin v'ray mezuin, even if the shepherd is also armed, mistabra hay mosa nafshe v'hay lo mosa nafshe. He's not expected to stand up to him because the bandit will fight to the death. The Mishnah continues, ha'ri ha'dei v'anam v'abardlis v'anachash ha'ri elu oines. He cannot defend against a wild animal such as a lion, bear, leopard, or snake. The Mishnah qualifies these halachas. Emasai bizman shebo me'alein. This is only if armed bandits or wild animals attack him. However, aval hoylichen l'makim gedudi chayiv listim ein oines. If he brought the animal into an area frequented by bandits or wild animals, he's liable. The Mishnah continues, Mesa kedarka hariza oines. If the animal died naturally, he's not liable. Sagfa umesa ein oines. If he afflicted it, he's liable. As Rashi explains, ina berav oyhamid bekayitz bechamu b'chayif betzina, he starved it or kept it out in the heat or cold. The Mishnah concludes, also la Rashi tzukin benafla hariza oines. If it climbed a steep mountain and fell to its death, he's not liable. But hello, the Rashi tzukim enough lo meisa einaynis. If he brought it up a steep mountain and it fell, he is liable. The Gemara adds, Ashkechei raya v'amar lei beduch de palanya yasivan. If the shepherd met a bandit and told him, "We're encamped at such and such place, and don't try to attack us because we're capable of defending ourselves," v'azal v'shakol minei, and he then robbed him, hari helichin lamakim gedudichayiv listim. Giving him this information is tantamount to taking the animals to a dangerous place.